Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for our Maris Shichli Nishmas, Maris Esther, Vats Rav Shmuel, Maris Chanev Tzuhar, Maris Atachanev, Vats Rav Meir Zev, and Chayav Chayav Fega, Vats Michal Rav Yisbasya, Maris Nishmas, Shmuel Pinchas from Yaakov Tzvi, Vatan Zushab and Rav Yosef, Chavetz Chaim, and his Sefer and Klal Beis, brings the Maharal and the Nesivas Haloshin, and the Nesivas Ol and the Nesivas Haloshin. This is a big Chiddush, Perek Zayin, that is that if someone speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, in his friend's presence, he's not over in the lap of Lashon Hara. The Maharal explains, because Befanov, if it's Befanov, if he's the guy's present, if Reuven talks about Shimon and Shimon is present, so Reuven can just as easily punch Shimon in the face. He could just as easily kill Shimon, not easily, but he could also do that. So here the chait isn't dafka b'lashon. He doesn't need dafka b'lashon for the chait. Here he just, you could do it any other way. The only time that lashon is special for the chait is when his friend isn't around. And he says an even bigger chiddush, that if he would say it in front of his friend, it's also not lashon hara. If he says shalom b'fanav, but he would say it b'fanav, it's also not lashon hara. Because then it's dafka, he needs his lashon. Otherwise he could just do it, again, he could just punch him in the face. So the yesod of the Maharal is that if you speak Lashon Hara in someone's presence, it's not Lashon Hara, only not in their presence. Frecht Chofetz Chaim and says in the Sifri that the Maisa Miriam was in Moshe's presence, and yet we see in the Torah it's called Maisa Lashon Hara. So how can you say that if you speak in someone's presence, it's not Lashon Hara? The classical case, the paradigm is Miriam, and she was in his presence, she spoke in his presence. Shiva Zatzal and Pachad says as follows, if I'm reading him right. There are two types of Lashon Hara. One type of Lashon Hara is that it's Pashut. Reuven speaks disparagingly about Shimon. Pashut, Shimon does something bad, and Reuven chaps him on what he does bad, and he speaks negatively. Another type of Lashon Hara is that you have to be shofet, you have to judge. You have to assess, is this person right or wrong? Good or bad? And then you make a negative assessment, and then you speak it out, and then you verbalize it. That's the second type of lashon, and that comes after assessments. And obviously the greater the person is, the more you're obligated to judge the person favorably. And if you judge the person unfavorably, and then tell others, that's an issur of lashon hara. As Chafetz Chaim talks about in Kol Gimel Siv Zayin. So it seems that it's not just a different Hechitimtzi, that one is straight away he's bad and the other one is you have to judge him to be bad. It's not just a difference in Hechitimtzi, but it's a fundamentally different Isser. The Isser of Lashon Hara is called in the Poskim Miragel B'chaveroi. They say like Roychil, don't be a talebearer, means don't be like a spy. Now Maisa Rigul involves two things. First, you find the weakness, and then you reveal the weakness to someone else. And that's the chiddush of the sheet of the Maharal. That if the mum, if the blemish, is clear, then the Maisa Rigul is telling others. It's clear that this guy is of low intelligence. Everyone knows it. And then you speak it out. So the Maisa Rigul here is the Gilul Acheret. But then there's another guy, he looks like he's a good guy. But then you take something he does, and say, ooh, I think he's such a big bald stalker. He does it all for covet. So you're judging him unfavorably. There the Maisa Rigul starts. The Iker Maisa Rigul is when you judged him. It starts when you judged him, and that's the Iker. So in that case, in the latter case, the Maisa Rigul is even before you told anybody else. They're just a tenai that you have to tell it to others. But even before you told it to others, you already did a Maisa Rigul. You already did the act of spying. And the Maharal writes that the Yisra Lashon Hara is not when you say it in front of him. Because if it's in front of him, could also hit him or kill him. So the depths of his svara is shekolshu b'fonav v'ze inyan shel k'toto machlekes. If it's b'fonav, so it's a matter of k'tata mochama, it's a war. Maral holds war and spying are tati desasri. They're incompatible. They're internally contradictory. War and spying. So if it's b'fonav, it's an act of war. So you can't call that spying. Spying is prepares you for the war. The spying is not part of the war. Lashon hara is a ma'isa regal, it's spying. You can't aser it b'fonav. Because b'fonav is a ma'isa melchama. It has to be shaloi b'fonav. So now for and for beautifully, the kasha of the Chofetz Chaim, the Maharal. Maharal says that b'fonav ain't b'lashon hara. We're talking about the first type of lashon hara, that it's a straight away something negative about the person, and then he tells people in front of this person, so that's a ma'isa melchama. That ma'isa melchama can be defined as spying, as regal, as rachil. But in the second category of lashon hara, when was the ma'isa regal done? When he made the judgment. Ah, there was the lo b'fonav. He made the judgment. He didn't do it in front of the guy's face. Did it in his own mind, privately. In such a case, he is over. Even though he said the Lashon Hara b'fonav, that's only a tanai for the din of Lashon Hara. But the Iker Lashon Hara, the Iker Regal, was done privately. So the Maisa comes out, this is a case of Shalei b'fonav, not a case of b'fonav. Maral's whole vort is only when he did something, it's a clear Lashon Hara. Not something that requires judgment, requires tzedek hishbara misecha. Then there's this tarati desasri. He said in front of him, you would say it in front of him, so that's a maisa mocham. That's not a maisa. It's a maisa ktata. Certainly when you said in front of him. That's a maisa ktata. That's not a maisa regal. It's tarati desasri. You can't have both. But in the case where the ikra of Lashon Hara was already over when he judged him, and now, just to be mashal in the Tanai, fulfill the Tanai, he says it in front of him. That is considered Lashon Hara, because he did the judgment in his mind beforehand, privately. So, Meili is over on the Yisr of Lashon Hara. So it's not a kasha from Miriam. Miriam judged Moshe unfavorably. Should have judged him favorably. And therefore, it's Lashon Hara, even though she said it in front of him, Gevaldik. And also, Faren for second has Saga of the Chofetz Chaim and the Maharal. It says in the Sefri, in the parish of Motzi Shemla, when someone says about his wife that she didn't have Besulim, she wasn't a virgin. V'omer Asisha Zos Lakachti, Zos, she's there. Einar Medvam Elamidasa, she's present. Ay, the Asar of Motzi Shemra is from Laselech Rachel. So you see that she's present, and it's still a Loiselech Rachel. That's the Kash of Chofetz Chaim. The Maharal said if she's present, if the person's present, it's not Lashon Hara. And you see that it is. It's Motzi Shemra even though she's present. Based on what we explained, we have a solution to this problem as well, the Shtak of Kasha. The Rambam, Nara Besula 3.11, writes that Motzi Shemra, the Torah was only Mechayev, if he brings Edim, that she was Mezanet Tachtov. And besides bringing Edim, he himself tainas that she was Mezanet Tachtov. Just this taina that she was Mezanet Tachtov comes because of his taina that Mamatza Besulin. He says, listen, if you're not a virgin, you must have cheated on me. Ayin Sham, Loch Yir Aleph and Aloch Vav. Now, according to the Maharal, it would appear that that we say that Asharas Motzi Shemra was learned from Loiselech Rachel. It's not talking about his taina that he didn't find Besulim. It's that Genai wouldn't be Nidon Koholech Rachel. He's saying it b'fanel, like the Asaga the Chofetz Chaim. The Rechilus is that she was Mizana Tachtov. And he makes this taina because he didn't find Besulim. So he's over Metzedek Tishpat HaMisach. He says, oh, you're not a virgin. You must have cheated on me. And every Jew is a Cheskes Kashrus, so he was judging her unfavorably. So that's why, that's why he's over on Motzi Shemra, because he judged her unfavorably. So even though he says it b'faneh, but the judgment in his mind is shelo b'faneh, therefore he's over on Motzi Shemra. Gevaldik. So that's zum Ersten, that's the first teretz and the second asar of the Chofetz Chaim. Another way to be miyashiv the second asaga of the Chofetz Chaim, the Maharal, is as follows. We learned that earlier that ein medaber b'nei chaver mishum misur lashon hara, because kol shebefanav ein zederech rigul. If it's befanav, it's not spying. Maral adds that it has to be tolei b'lashon. Because if he would say it b'fanav, or if he does say it b'fanav, then it's not specifically about the tongue. He would happily harm in a different way. He's out to harm him. So he doesn't need to do a dafka b'lashon. The only time he needs to do a dafka b'lashon is if it's shelo b'fanav. The only way to harm somebody shelo b'fanav is b'lashon. Rakim medaktik shelo yomar b'fanav rak shelo b'fanav darv zet toile b'lashon dafka. It's medaktik to say it shelo b'fanav. That's toile b'lashon. And that's why it's called Lashon Hara, because it's dependent specifically on the Lashon. That's why it has to be Shalom B'fanav, because if it's B'fanav, he would do it B'fanav, so it's not dependent on the Lashon. He could do it physically also. He could do it in various ways. So this, you have to get to the Makor of the Maharal. What's the Makor of the Maharal? The Mishnah in Erchin. It says that an Oynes and a Mefata has to pay a fine of 50 shekel, and a Motzi Shemra Meya, a rapist or a seducer, has to pay 50, and a Motzi Shemra has to pay 100. Nimtza ha'oimer b'fiv chomer min ha'oisem ma'ise. So it comes out that if someone verbalizes it, it's worse than doing the ma'ise. Any simafat is a ma'ise. With his mouth, it's not a ma'ise. Here the Maharal holds. So oimer b'fiv is worse than a ma'ise. Motzi Shemra is with a ma'ise. So the Maharal holds. You have to say something that's miyuchad l'peh. If it can be done with a ma'isa, then it's not miyuchad l'peh. And therefore, you're not considered a motzi shemra. It says there, d'lo nechtung zardinam shal yisrael b'maisa miraglim. Because the ma'isa, the gedder of lashon hara is a ma'isa regal. And if you look at the Maharal at the end of Perek Beis, you'll see how correct this is explaining the Shita of the Maharal. So the only way it's going to be a Maiser Rigul is if it's Bepeh. It has to be Dafka, only be able to be done with the Peh. But if it's Befanav, he doesn't need the peh. B'fanav, he could even hit the guy. It has to be a ma'isa that's miyuchad for the peh. And that's only shelo b'fanav. So now it would appear clear that the Maharal says that b'fanav, there's no iser of lashon hara, is when the b'fanav is stam diburim shebe'anam l'chaveiro. The Erba B'fanav is Litzaro Laziko B'maisa. So even if he's Mazik B'feh, that's not a Pula Miyuchedes LaPeh. If he's B'fanav, it's not about the Peh. He's trying to harm the guy, he could just as easily do it B'maisa. If he's Mazik B'feh, B'toris Taina B'bezdin, oh, that's Miyuched LaPeh. That has a din, even though it's B'fanav, it doesn't matter. Because that's miyuchad lepeh, when you're making tainas in the beis din, there you need specifically the peh. As the vort here is that there's something special about the mouth, about verbalizing it. So that's usually done shelo b'fanav, but if it's b'tayras edus lefnei beis din, there you need the peh. So even if it's befanav, it's still going to be motzi shema, because that's miyuchad lepeh. So that answers the second hasag of the Chofetz Chaim and the Maharal from motzi shema, that it's befanav. Yeah, because there you need the peh, because it's edus and basin. So that is just super geduper. So once we've already had so much gishmak Torah from this parasha, anachnu mitzad tzad echad hala. The Yigur Chalukim between the Madregas Nevuah Shel Moshe and Madregas Nevuah Shel Shaar Nevi'im, we learn from the Teichacha that was said about this sin. The Pasuk says, Imni Yivyan V'yachem Hashem B'mara Eilav Esvada B'chal Amadav Rebot. Lo Ken Abdi Moshe. V'chol Beisi Nehmanu Pel Pe Adav Rebot. U'mar V'lo B'chidoi Sutumenas Hashem Yabit. He's saying the difference between Nevuah Moshe and the other Nevi'im. The other Nevi'im, I b'mara elav ezvada, chalam adaber bo. I don't appear to them so clearly. Shwashi shchinas shmein and gulves elav bas b'kayim elav chalam chizayim. It's not so clear. It's in a dream. But Lekhen Avdi Moshe, Chobesi Nehmanu, he's the most faithful in my house. Pe'al Pe'adab, I speak to mouth to mouth. Mar lo b'chidois. There's no chidos by a Navi, it's not so clear. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very clear, there are no riddles. Tumunos Hashem Yabit, he sees, like Rashi says, Mar Achorayim. Why aren't you afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? Pshuto Shemikra Moila Lehadya. So from the Pshuto Shemikra, you see Pel Padabra, but it's also the chilik between Madrega Nevuah and Moshe Madrega of Shaar Nevi'im. Rashi doesn't learn that right. Rashi says Pel Pe means Ata Po Meri Madi. You stand with me. Moshe Rabbeinu's parish mishta. So if Pe'al Pe'al Dab Rebo means that Moshe Rabbeinu has a different level of nevuah, it makes sense. Pe'al Pe'al, I speak to mouth. Much more clear way of speaking. B'chol Beis Inamanu, he's faithful. Maral points out in the Guraye, Ma Keshu Pe'al Pe'al Dabrabo V'chol Beis Inamanu. Pe'al Pe'al Dabrabo means the parish Menayisha. V'chol Beis Inamanu means you're faithful. Ma Keshu. Based on our understanding that the whole essence of the sin is only because of, and they're not judging the Kav S'chus, we understand very well. He says in Masechta Shabbos that the Prish of Moshe was manadvarim shasa Moshe midaita. He did on his own. Hashem was masking. And we learn that from Atapo Amerimad, you stand with me. Don't go back to your wife. And Tosu says that Moshe and Aaron got angry, because even though Hashem was masking, of course, a chiddush in Tosu. They were angry at Moshe, and they complained against Moshe, because had he not separated from his wife, then Hashem wouldn't have been masking. The only reason Hashem told him to separate from his wife is because that's what Moshe wanted. So Hashem was just following along with Moshe. Because where a person wants to go, Hashem goes and lets him go in that direction. So Moshe and Aaron should have, Miriam and Aaron should have judged Moshe favorably. When it says, that you should be perished from Aisha, it isn't because of Derech She'adim Rotzelech, that God wouldn't have agreed. And he only agreed because Moshe Rabbeinu did it and Hashem leads him in that way. Rather that they should have judged Moshe favorably. That's what Hashem wanted in the first place. That he should separate from his wife. So the Iker sin was that they weren't Mekayim Tzedek Kishbar Misecha, and that's why they spoke Lashon Hara. So that would appear to be included in the Teichacha B'chol Beis Inamanu. In other words, the Nevuah of Moshe is Mufka from the Mahalicha B'chol Beisav Adam Shterecha Hashem Malach Malach Maisav. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just follow along. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go in a certain path. Hashem goes along with him. That's other Nevi'im. But Hashem will be masking after they want something. Lo'kein Abdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Ne'emanu. He's faithful. He doesn't think of it on his own. Whatever he does is all about me. Shechinah Medaberes Mitav Gorana. Whatever he wants is what I want. That's what it means. B'chol Beisi Ne'emanu. He's so faithful. Pe'al Pe'al Daber Bo. And therefore I told him to be Parish Min Aisha. Because that's what I want. Since he's so faithful to me, he doesn't have his own Ratzon. He only wants what I want. Since he only wants what I want, so Mela and I told him to be Parish Min Aisha. That's what I wanted, not what he wanted. So I wasn't just following along with him. And Miriam and Aaron should have judged Moshe favorably. He said, yeah. Hashem doesn't just go along with Moshe because that's what Moshe wants. What Moshe wants is what Hashem wants. It's an incredible mahalach in this whole parasha. And there's still a velt more to say. So I ask that you stay with me and we learn more of this parasha together. And I thank you so much, so much for listening until now. It's geshmak. And bishbizelcha, mir tishem. To always judge people favorably and not speak lashon hara, chas shalom. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, Sefer.